No, we weren't going to play this game. Kai is being disgusting and he's scratching different parts of his body and going, guess the body part in the microphone.
What I'm scratching?
Oh, it's just
like this.
He said, we should do that on the podcast. Okay. I suggest not.
So, for example, this is what scratching head sounds like.
Okay, the head that's so foul.
Oh, through the microphone.
No. Nah. Okay, we're not playing that game.
And other body parts sound the same as well. So it's a tough game.
A bit thicker. Anyway.
It'd be rough.
This is so foul.
It's almost like cleaning your sink in the kitchen with a scourer.
Oh, and yours one of those are. Your dirty, hairy bits are.
Most people will understand. You don't.
Okay, welcome to the guilt trip. I mean, sort of welcome because that was a foul town welcome.
I don't know about a foul town welcome. How are you going, Tamara?
To the podcast. I'm okay. I went out and caught up with some friends for the first time in ages and we did a walk outside far apart, but it was very busy because everyone else had the same idea.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit – it felt very relaxed. I don't know if I liked it.
Right. So did you pass people closer than 1.5 metres?
Yeah, heaps of times I would have.
Ooh, okay.
But not me passing. Like I'm trying to like push myself off the track constantly and they don't.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people don't abide by it. I think we're done with it anyway. I think everyone's over it.
You think they've become a bit desensitised and we're like, well, it's here. We know it's there. We're still, yeah, oh, I don't know. But anyway, my friend and I did do a wee in a bush in a community garden.
Oh, lovely. And you don't want
to... Because we didn't want to go to the public toilet. Okay. And we both came out with wet ankles. Because do you know how hard that is to pee? Squatting?
Never tried it. I should try it.
As a chick? No, you wouldn't know. Because you can fling it out and just pee wherever you like.
Oh, I try and write my name. I never get the I dotted.
Oh, no one ever dots that I, do they?
Nah.
It's although, so
it's
true.
Although it's three letters, K-A-I, I don't ever dot the I if I'm doing a wee. On the pavement.
Oh, that'd take some control.
Oh, absolutely.
Dotting your I's and your lowercase J's would be really hard. But anyway, back to bush wigs for chicks, hard times. Anyway, so we both came out with wet ankles and we both almost dropped our beanies in our pee puddle.
Oh, that's gross.
Why were our heads down in the first place watching it come out?
Because you don't do bush wigs often. And it's a novelty for you.
And you know what else happened?
What? You did poo.
No.
A little bit of poo came out.
It's just, no. Kai, that's gross. You're weeing so hard because you're in such a rush that the force was ricocheting up and a little bit of wee got in my eye.
No.
I'm not joking.
Oh, hang on. Let me just vomit in my mouth. Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, I kind of felt a little bit like...
You know,
like it, or if, as if like I was, you know, if I was living off the land or lost at sea,
and
I had to pee in my eye if I got conjunctivitis or something.
No,
it's like
no.
A natural cleanser.
I'm not actually grossed out by the fact you weed in your eye a little bit. I'm actually grossed out by the fact, like from a physics point of view, if you weed in your eye, where else did you wee in your head and body and everything else?
No, it was just a one little drop that ricocheted. The speed of urinating light into my eye.
Did you say your mum doesn't love listening to your podcast?
No.
I wonder why.
Your mum does, though.
Oh, she does. She's got the same experience.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we're talking about holidays.
Oh, can we talk about something else first?
What?
When you get to the end of a Netflix series.
What do you mean?
Well, we've just finished a really, really long series called The Last Man on Earth.
Sure.
And we watched that last night and it was the last episode.
Yeah.
And you've just, it wasn't Netflix, it was SBS. And we got to the last episode and I was gutted. I was so looking forward to seeing that tonight.
I know, because we've been doing it for so long.
Absolutely.
And our little things come to an end. It was like when we finished Breaking Bad.
Exactly like Breaking Bad, the end of it. And it's like any Netflix or any series that you come to the end, you go,
yeah.
I can't wait to the, what? There's none to go.
But there's another season.
It's not the same.
I don't.
You always park them up and then you forget about them and then you don't see them again.
Yeah, we will get into that again. I love it. Actually, Kai is planning on, we'll have to do this in the series, the actor Will Forte, he actually has his head half shaved, and he had a beard. So it's on one side of his whole face is shaved, including the eyebrows, and the other side is all beardy and hairy. And Kai wants to do it because he's fashioned over this little isolation period quite a thick beard. Like literally you woke up this morning and it was just – it's like it sprouted overnight. You've suddenly got a beard.
It did sprout overnight.
And I was like touching it. I don't like it.
I didn't realise you actually need to condition your beard, so you need to actually wash it and condition it.
Well, I guess it's hair, right? And it's growing a bit longer than, you know, say your eyebrows, so you kind of have to get in there and really...
I've actually got to shampoo and condition my whole body, basically.
Hairy man.
Very hairy man.
Yeah, but usually the shampoo from your head falls onto the rest of your body. Correct. Naturally, right?
Yeah.
Or you're scrubbing all the bits that you like to scrub so they get clean, like your chest is easy and all your other bits.
Your beard's easy too.
And your bum.
Because you don't have it there all the time.
But you're washing your face so much.
Well, the thing is I can't smell my chest hairs, but I can smell my beard.
Oh, that's so foul. I think I can smell it from here too. Can you come get not so close to my microphone?
Oh, and you know what I can't smell is my arm hair. No. Armpits is a different story, but arm hair, I can't smell.
Sometimes it smells salty, don't you think? In the summer, like a nice salt is different, isn't it? That's skin.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it? You want to lick it? You want to lick my arm a bit and see?
I don't want to lick. No.
Later.
Yeah. You went for a walk, did you, today?
Yeah.
Like a salty walk?
No, but I had a shower after the walk.
Okay, I'll lick it.
Which is... Thanks, honey. You lick my arm. Before we jump, is that all you wanted to say about Netflix?
Yeah. That's how I'm feeling at the moment. A little bit sad.
Okay.
But happy.
Grieving that. Well, we've just started a new one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Hey, if you do have a good suggestion.
Of any sort of catch-up scenario.
Please let us know.
Yeah.
Jump on Instagram or Facebook at The Guilt Trip Podcast. Just let us know, please. Suggestions. Before we get into the show and before you do a little sing, little intro or outro song into the podcast, I just wanted to do a bit of a shout out to a Facebook group which is going around. This is specifically for performing mothers, so probably not your demographic, or if you're a male at home, or you know, it's for female mothers. For female mothers. It's for mothers who perform. So it's called Performing Mothers Thrive. So if you're interested in being part of a group that supports mothers who are creative and perform in whatever facet, it's a wholehearted community for mothers in the performing arts to have a safe place to come to chat all things motherhood, performing life, and everything in between.
We find the defendant.
Fault?
We find the defendant.
Fault? Oh, that wasn't my fault, was it?
Find.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Find fault.
Guilty.
The Guilt Trip.
Hey, who we're shouting out? Which country do you want to shout out?
Oh, I reckon Thailand.
Anywhere specific?
Let's go Rayleigh.
Rayleigh. Yeah. Oh, that was a good place to travel to, wasn't it?
It was a lovely place to travel to.
Oh, that was awesome.
Uh-huh.
We, Kai and I, about how many years ago now?
Oh, 10, 15, 20.
20? 20? Long time. I haven't known you that long. No, how could that be?
Feels like
that. That was another girlfriend, Kai.
Yeah, it could be.
We travelled to a place called Rayleigh, thanks to a recommendation from a friend, and it was amazing.
And love Thai people. Thai people, Thai food, Thailand.
Oh, my God.
Everything about Thailand is good.
I remember that noodle salad thing that I had that burnt my lips off. Like, literally, my lips grew, like, 10 times the size. I looked like Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah, you did too.
On holiday.
What about pool hopping?
Oh, yes, and we got told off. We're hopping in on all the hotel rooms.
Pools. So for those people who don't know what pool hopping is basically you jump into different pools in different vicinities or different hotels.
Yeah, but sometimes you're not allowed. So it makes it, especially at nighttime when like after 10, when usually they close the pools, then you sneak in.
I don't think you're allowed to ever jump into someone else's pool, are you?
I reckon depends on which country you're in.
But Thailand.
We did it at night when the pools are meant to be like shut.
Yeah.
We were being sneaky.
That's what I like about Thailand. There are no rules.
Well, there are some rules.
Yeah, of course. But they're a little bit more laxed.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Remember that time that you met that guy on the boat and you wanted to buy him a long tail boat because he was saying how poor he was. And in this during the tsunami, he had lost a boat, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, and you quite liked him and you're like, when I get back to Australia, I'm buying him that boat.
I'm going to raise some money for his boat.
And
I thought that would be a great idea.
Yeah, brilliant.
His story actually felt a little bit, was a little bit heartfelt. Let's put it that way.
It was. And then you went through the market the next day and you saw
And he forgot who I was.
Completely. And he was on to the next person.
Would you like
he asked you again.
A ride on my long tail boat? And I've gone, no, we were on it yesterday. He goes, oh, I can't remember, or something like that.
And you got offended and went, well, I'm not buying him a boat. So rude. His story is probably still true, despite the fact. So it's not all about you, Kai.
It's not all about me, but it was a little bit having a little bit of respect for your customers.
Oh, Kai. Do you know how many people he would have taken out that day maybe? Actually, no, we had him for the whole day.
The whole day?
Actually, no, we spent quite a few hours.
A long time.
Like maybe 5 or 6 hours with him.
It was all day.
Yeah, that's been
What about the there was a guy who was a cleaner at one of the hotels.
Yeah.
And he comes up to us and he goes, you want to hear sing song? And we've gone, oh, what does that mean? He goes, sing song. Look.
Yeah.
And he gets a frog.
Yes.
In his hand and he squeezes the frog really hard. And the frog goes,
like I did a little weird froggy clicky sound. Yeah. Because there were frogs everywhere. I loved those frogs. I was like a kid in a candy store chasing them round. Good times. Anyway, we are talking about travelling. I can think we've been reminiscing a bit because we're thinking of where do we travel in this current climate now. What's going to happen to the future of travel? I was reading a little bit about it as well. And I guess since some airlines are shutting down, they're talking about is travel going to be more scarce? Is it going to be more expensive? So there's the whole idea that if it is more expensive to travel overseas, that you'll plan your holidays a bit better, enjoy them more. Kind of like what it would have been in the 70s and the 80s, you know, bigger deal. Not so like, oh yeah, just going on a cheap flight to Bali. You'd actually make it a special thing. Time to go. And
it's a little bit easy. It's a little bit easy at the moment, isn't it? Jump on the plane, we'll go to the UK, not in that sort of.
For the middle class of people, yeah. So do you think it would be more expensive? What are your thoughts with what's going on? Or just go back to normal? I kind of don't want it to go back to normal in a weird way.
Well, kind of normal is kind of cool though because it gives the average middle class person like us a very, very lavish opportunity to do things. So we want to go on a holiday. If it costs $10,000 to take your family to Thailand,
probably does cost that much, doesn't it? No.
But in flights, right?
Yes.
And everyone goes to Thailand, from Australia anyway, they go to Thailand, Bali, and because
Southeast Asia,
because it is quite a cheap place to go. Now, if that's unaffordable, it'll crash their whole tourism market. So there's a massive factor involved with everything there. So they're relying on us. The Australian bogan to travel over there to spend the Australian bogan cash.
Actually, that's a very good point. Mm. So that'd encourage people to do so. But so that's an interesting thought as well. If we're looking at climate and the carbon footprint, like we don't want to fly so much as well. So let's reduce the carbon emissions.
Who's we? That's just you saying that.
Okay, I would like to. Probably climate change experts.
I think
environmentalists, people who want to save the planet.
Everything that's happened right now is actually allowing people to think about what they're doing, their actions and everything like that. So, your carbon footprint is definitely a thing that people are talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So should you be given a carbon footprint stamp and you should only have so many of them in a year or 2 years or in your lifetime or whatever?
Travel stamps.
A travel stamp.
Like a food stamp, but a travel stamp.
Yeah, so you could go to, from us, we're in Adelaide, we were allowed to fly to, say, Melbourne 50 times, but you can only travel to the UK or Europe 3 times.
Wouldn't that be sad if you had family there?
Yeah, maybe you'd have an exception for family.
Okay.
Because it's a necessity.
Maybe people wouldn't move so much.
That's the thing. It's such a free world at the moment, right, that everything's, or was... And is it going to go back to what it was.
I think that's a big question hanging over everyone's head. I think we're just amidst trying to work out the chaos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before we see what the fallout is, people are just worried about the economy. But that tourism question is a really good question. Like, how, if we do pull back on that for the sake of the climate, the ongoing effects for tourism.
Everyone always wants to see all these great things, but mm-hmm. we've got some really great things in our backyard, and every country or every state of every country has some amazing things in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about now time to actually go see those things. So, for example, we live... It's like that typical thing, be a tourist in your own state.
Yeah.
At least for a little while. Like, we live in Adelaide, and you talk to most people and you ask them how many times have they been to Kangaroo Island, for example. Okay, so yeah. we've got family over there, mm-hmm. so we go quite often. But the amount of people you talk to that haven't been, and it takes you 45 minutes to get over there, is amazing.
Yeah.
So be a tourist and get over there once it actually opens up again. So... You can't go over there at the moment because there's no accommodation available.
That's right, because everyone's shut it down.
Oh. And anywhere else. So, question is, who's the first person that's going to go stay somewhere? So, if I said to you, yes. let's go and stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
What's the requirements? What procedures do you want?
What do you mean?
I mean, what procedures do you want them to clean the hotel room? Say, if I said tomorrow. Yeah,
well, they should be doing that anyway.
Okay.
How do you know they're going to do it really extra well?
That's right. So if you...
So I wouldn't want to go.
You wouldn't want to go, right?
Oh, okay. I'd rock up with a bottle of Dettol and then some sponges and right. I would clean it probably, like the taps and stuff that I would use.
You yeah. would actually do a secondary clean.
Secondary clean, yeah.
Right, a disinfectant yep. before and I'd you
say,
actually...
And I'd say don't make my room up maybe.
Really? Wow.
Well, now you're asking me. I'm just saying it on the fly, what I would yep. do.
All right. So, yep. okay, let's go through a scenario tomorrow. Hey, Tamara, let's go on a holiday. Where should we go to?
Nowhere. I'm too scared.
Let's be brave.
Okay.
Let's go on a holiday.
Away from the kids?
So we leave the kids here.
Right. Family holiday. Oh, in South Australia where we live?
I'm just saying, let's get away for a week.
All right. So probably... I think I'd like to go to Queensland.
You're safe to fly, eh, Tamara?
Oh, in a caravan?
That takes you a week to get there.
That's okay. We'll take the long road and just stay at maybe... Oh, I don't want to stay in a hotel. I just want to stay in the caravan. Can I stay in the caravan? Or do I have to stay in a hotel?
So we have to hire a caravan.
Yeah, I'll clean that mother out.
Okay, so it's not really on your radar at the moment to take a holiday, is it?
Do I really want one? No, but I don't think travelling around, we're not allowed. Okay, just say we can. Tomorrow they go for your life, it's all good. If they say go for your life, it's all good, then it would probably just be the same. I wouldn't be worried. What about you? Sorry, it doesn't really answer your question.
It depends on a lot of factors.
It does.
You brought up the topic.
Where would you go, Kai Linky?
I would go... to a little place. I actually don't mind doing a day trip or a 3-hour drive from where we live.
Boring.
You got kids.
Yeah.
And
that's the worst, a day trip with the kids.
No, somewhere where you can drive within a day to stay there.
For longer,
yeah. Okay. Like within a 3-hour to 4-hour radius.
Sure.
That actually allows you to stay over... for a little bit.
Yep. Right. Yep. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. At the moment, yes.
Okay.
Probably not keen to fly.
No.
For a long time, especially with family.
That's lucky because I'm scared of flying, so.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an out for me. Yay. I don't have to fly. Yeah. It's a bit scary. So in that case, Kai, would you stay in an Airbnb?
I would, yeah.
You would now? I would,
yeah. Not a problem. Depends on where it was.
Would you take the Dettol and clean it?
No, I wouldn't. But if it was in the US,
oh my gosh,
New York, I wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't go. But there. I would
at this stage. Maybe give it a little while. Obviously, when they open up borders and stuff like that and countries, but I would go locally for sure.
Yeah,
no problems.
Yeah. Okay. Well, God, you look so indignant with that guy.
But I'd like to read through their policies and procedures, how in case they you actually get deal sick. With it.
Yeah.
Not in case I get sick, and how they what they actually do as a cleaning procedure. Now that we're talking about
it. Well, they don't in an Airbnb; it's your own home, so it's up to you. It's a risky take.
Yeah. So But probably not. I wouldn't actually. Okay. I'd take that back.
So pretty much we're going nowhere.
Not going
fast. And anytime soon. Yeah.
Let's go camping.
Yeah, camping's a good one.
Yeah.
Camping is really great if you're not on a dirt patch like we were last time. That was not fun.
No, dirt patches aren't good.
Yeah. Can we go tenting in Queensland?
Yeah, but you got to drive there tomorrow. That's like
driving
from us to Queensland. That's like a 3-day drive.
Yeah.
With kids, I'm not doing that.
Oh, so good. Yeah, but it does also this interstate travel, because currently our state is locked down. All the states in Australia are locked down. You can't go past the borders. But, you know, like my sister is about to have a baby and no one's going to be there except her partner, obviously. But no family can visit her for who knows how long, right?
You can go, just you got to isolate for 2 weeks after, right?
Do you have to have an exception? So is that, do you tell them, I'm going to go? Who do you ring to tell them you're going away? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
What if you were driving? Are there people at the border? Is there border control? Is there a big wall?
No, there's not.
Right.
So you can drive.
So you could drive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to you to be accountable and responsible. Okay. And isolate for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure if that's mandatory. I've got no idea, honey.
In an Airbnb.
Don't know. Don't.
With a bottle of Dettol.
What are you doing with Dettol? Dettol's for like What are you doing with that?
It's for, but it kills germs though. You can put it in like a bucket, like a hospital grade, you know, in a bucket of water and clean with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that for your sores and stuff like that?
No, but I think it's a brand. Yeah, it is, but I think you can also get cleaning products.
Right.
Anyway, I feel like it would just kill anything in its path. Kill. Anyway.
Oh dear. Just don't give you a bottle of Dettol now.
Oh my God. You know, give me a bottle of gin. I'm trying to not drink alcohol. Have you noticed?
You've done a great job of that today.
Yeah. Did you notice what I'm doing as well? I'm doing something. And you didn't even realize, did you? I'm doing fasting. I'm doing like the 16-hour, 8-hour fasting thing.
Oh.
So that's what I started doing. So I start. Nice one. I ate breakfast at 11 o'clock.
Good.
And then I stopped eating at 7. So I continued eating from 11 till 7.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's like having a big sit-in in the all-you-can-eat diner. No,
but it's funny because I didn't even get hungry until then. It was quite good.
That's how I'm so skinny, Tamara.
What?
I don't eat more than 2 meals a day.
You're not that skinny.
Oh, you're right, actually.
Oh, my God. You're actually...
I'm a little bit chubby.
You're fine. I think we've all suffered...
A little bit chubby.
A bit of an ISO... You know, on the scales, it's all kind of going a bit pear-shaped, so to speak.
Okay, so travel. We're not doing any travel anytime soon.
No, we're not. Okay, so what companies are doing, travel agencies, in order to combat the whole non-flying, non-travel movement that's happening?
They're refunding heaps of money.
Are they? Some of them aren't. But no, they're doing virtual travel. I think they're hoping it's going to be a thing where you can virtually travel to Canada or whatever it is, right? You get on your laptop and you go there and you can look around. They somehow think that this is going to be the new form of travel. But that's impossible, I think.
You know what that sounds like to me?
Crap.
Total rubbish. Total rubbish.
They're really grasping at straws, aren't they?
First of all, do you get the 17-hour flight on your laptop? Where you just look at the back of a seat?
No, you can just watch like 10 hours of movies with your like matchsticks holding your eyes open and with the sound of babies in the background. Someone offers you food, like shit food every 3 hours.
Oh, that's a great idea. And you push your chair right up against the wall to watch it, just so your feet are cramped in the 10 hours.
And then you get your partner to open and close the curtains at random times so you don't know whether it's night or day. And you get confused and get served food and you don't know whether it's breakfast or lunch.
Oh, perfect. I want to get the same food for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
You could do your own first class trip at home, you know, and then you can get your partner to come up and say, sorry, sir. And then every time you go to the toilet, you could just have your partner go like really loud after you've finished when you flush.
What?
This is a brilliant idea, Kai. Why don't we think of this?
Do you know what I'm going to offer? I'm going to offer the flights. I'm doing the flights. I don't want the
Don't even worry.
Don't even worry about everything else. I'm just going to offer the flights and they'll all be the same shit thing.
And you even get in the meal, come in the little thing with the little plastic peel fork. Yeah, no, but you're in first class.
So you can get proper cutlery. All right. How much do you pay for a virtual 16-hour flight to Canada?
Just in our lounge room that we're going to set up?
No. Okay. People coming to our house.
Yeah. We're going to set it up in our living room. This is what I'm thinking. My brain's ticking.
Well, let's go mass scale. Let's go mass scale, all right? And let's just hire a hall. Let's just hire a hall, put all the seats close to each other and just have that really annoying noise.
That eventually you don't hear in the background. Yeah. And you can also – so you buy a ticket for the experience. So, it depends what you can afford, like economy or first class, right? And then you get the experience. Like also, you get the annoying – you can actually say, look, I want a really annoying person to sit next to me, like a talker or a non-talker. I want an interesting experience. I just want to sleep for 13 hours, and you even get your own little kit, Kai, little flying kit. With the eye mask, everyone, and the toothbrush.
Everyone on the plane has to get dressed up in the pajamas that you give them.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Which will be pictures of us printed on there. Saying the guilt trip.
Man, how much?
The guilt trip, get it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And we're feeling guilty because we're taking their money. And
we get to go home and sleep in our house.
And we just play a stereo of sounds, of sound effects.
Yeah.
Just to,
Oh, what about an experience of crashing? Not as in not crashing, but like turbulence.
Yeah.
How are you going to throw turbulence into it?
Well, okay, so that brings a whole nother – so you're going to have to put the chairs on some sort of uneven
– A mechanical device.
A mechanical bull is underneath a giant platform on which people are sitting on chairs. And every now and then you turn it on, it bumps up and down.
Mm. What about different themes as well? Like, you know how people have got fantasies of like the Mile High Club and stuff like that?
Oh, yes.
And sexy stewardesses.
Yeah, sure.
And like even that goes for the ladies too. Like it almost
– sexy stewards.
Oh, my God. You can actually take this to another level where you can actually turn this into a buck show or a hen show.
Oh, God.
Or a birthday party.
A birthday party.
Or a wedding.
Yeah.
A wedding.
You just get drunk sitting down as well, strapped in.
Absolutely.
With a seatbelt on.
Okay. All right. So people go into our airport.
Yep.
In a hall.
And you line up for ages.
You've got to be there. You've got to be there 2 hours first.
And if it's a sexy fantasy one, you get touched up as you go through the little heat sensor thing with a beep beep and you keep getting beep beep. Sorry, sir. I'll need to check all your pockets. Again.
Actually, I might go there. So, passports? Do you need a passport? You need a passport.
Yep. Like a fake one. So fun.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this idea, Kai. This is the best one I've had.
You had this idea.
Did I?
You,
accidentally.
No. This is a great idea you had.
Thank you, honey.
It's amazing.
I love it when you, give me compliments.
We've got a fairly big warehouse at work and I might clear out all the lube ready for this experiment.
Well, you might have to bring in some lube, really.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, this is a great idea.
Okay. So, once you get to your destination, what happens?
That's it. We say, thanks, then. See ya. Go back to your shit house and your kids. And if you've got your kids with them, take your shit kids with you, please. Don't leave anything behind and I hope you had fun.
But if they leave stuff behind, I'd love to know what people leave behind.
What falls out like their pockets, yeah.
On a 14-hour flight
dirty
or something like
tissues,
that.
Dirty
oh.
tissues, packets, food packets and litter. What else?
Money, phones, farts on the seats.
Oh, sick. You'd have to lend 20 that oh, up,
you,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
But
you
the
would.
Seats would also have to be 1.5 meters apart.
Yeah. So our plane's really fat.
Yeah.
Or you'd only have two people in one aisle. Lots of aisles.
I've got so many great ideas.
Okay.
You could place actors into different seats to really spice up the adventure.
How long's this plane?
Well, it depends. You choose your adventure. So it's like, I want to fly to Abu Dhabi. I want to fly to Fiji. It depends, like 7 hours. Are you going to choose the 12 hour? Maybe
I didn't say how long is the flight. I said how long is the plane. So when you're bored, you know, when you sit at the back, if you don't fly very often,
yeah.
Like, I mean, I fly relatively often domestic, but when you fly international and you walk all the way to the back of the plane and you sit right at the back of the plane and you look down there and you go, oh, shit, this is actually really long.
Yeah.
How the fuck is this thing actually going to take off?
It's bizarre.
And then it sort of bends and buckles and stuff like that on the runway and it's all freaky. Right. It doesn't seem right.
It seems
right?
like it's made out of just plastic, doesn't it? Like it's a toy plane that's just going to – I know, I don't like it.
Absolutely. So how long is our plane? Like, let's make one of those extra long ones.
Yeah.
Like super duper long where people would never get to their seat and then
you're in 29D. It's always 29D.
Nah, it's not 29D. It's like 4684D.
Oh, man. Look, I think at the end of the day, if you want to get the customers in, it's going to have to be a first class experience.
Okay.
We're going to have recliners.
All right, okay.
Actually, the cinemas at Gold Class are not being used at the moment. We could just use that area.
They're not being used for a reason.
What? Yeah. Oh, true.
I like your thinking. All right, maybe there's a little bit of refining to be done.
Maybe it's a shit idea. Let's not do it.
It's a great idea.
Okay. Maybe it's a good idea for even when the virus is not around, just as an experience. Hey, have you never been on a crap flight? Come on, people. Let's do the virtual flying. And I love that the holiday's not involved. So while these guys online are pitching actual holiday destinations, we're pitching the airlines.
So you can actually grab the worst trip ever. I remember being at
What do you mean grab the worst trip ever?
Oh, okay, buy the worst trip ever.
Yep.
Where, for example, my mate, who we won't name, his name's Reese.
Yeah.
He flew to Canada. Yes. All the way to Canada, and then he wasn't let in, so he had to fly. He had to fly back.
Yeah.
Shout out to Reese, all the way there.
Why wasn't he let into Canada?
He doesn't know. He doesn't really know, but he puts it down to a drink driving offence that happened 15 years ago in Australia.
Mm-hmm. So he literally got there. They did a random check, turned him around. And flew him home. That would suck.
That's what I mean. That's a worse experience. And well, I've seen like classes, like school classes and stuff like that, roll into the Adelaide airport at 9:30, 10 o'clock. There's two teachers or three teachers with 15 students or 20 students and they've gone, oh, we're from Melbourne and we've been rerouted to Brisbane only to get back to Melbourne. But then we ended up having to go to Adelaide because that was the only flight that they had. Now we're stuck in the Adelaide airport and we don't know what to do and there's no hotels available or something. It was like crazy. And they're like peaking. That's the sort of things you could offer in your little business scheme.
What, just like to freak people out?
No, just like, okay, so when they think their experience is finished, it keeps going.
Gee, just really fuck their lives up. I like it.
Here's your 16
hour. A bit of drama.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying. Can I ask, what was your worst experience overseas? Have you had like a terrible experience like that where you're like stuck somewhere?
Yeah, I had a pretty bad experience in Italy when I was traveling on my own and I was in a hurry. I think it was to catch a plane to Chiang Mai. And I had about an hour to get to the airport or something like that. And I went to get some money out of the ATM. And the ATM swallowed my credit card. So I had to get to the airport by 10 o'clock. And the bank didn't open up till 9 o'clock. And I couldn't sleep all night because I was just trying to work out the best route to get my credit card back. That was probably a bad experience that I can think of just now.
Did you cry a little bit?
No, not really. What's the worst that can happen? Oh, yeah. And I had another experience.
You did cry that time.
Let's not say I cried.
You did.
But this was in Italy as well.
That was only last year.
That was last year in Italy.
June, July, was it? Yeah.
Do you want to hear it?
I know it, but you can tell everyone.
My colleague had booked our work flights to Italy and coming back from Italy back to Australia as well. I, for some reason, had two itineraries. One was to fly out at 9 o'clock on Sunday night out of Italy and one was to fly out at 9 o'clock in the morning, right? And then I didn't even think anything of it, but I thought my plane was flying out in the morning, no problems, blah, 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 carry on drinking for the Sunday. And then I checked my phone and it said, your plane is now disembarking. And I've gone, holy shit balls, I've missed my plane. That plane was like the one that's leaving. And it was to fly back.
For Skylar's birthday.
Fifth birthday. And I was going to miss it anyway if I was going to fly out Monday. And I'd worked it out, so I was going to be back. And then it just freaked me out.
You didn't want to really be on that trip in the first place because it was a work trip. Nah, it was like for a week. It was full on.
Way too long. Anyway, so I've gone, try to check whether or not the flights have actually gone. But the airport was shut at 9 o'clock on a Sunday. And I couldn't get hold of anyone. And then I've looked at my phone. I've gone, far out. It's 6:30, 6 o'clock in Australia. I'll ring you.
Yeah.
And I've gone, oh, my God, tomorrow I've missed my plane. I've missed my plane.
That was a freak out moment.
That was a real freak out moment. And the guy I was with was just laughing, thinking it was the funniest thing ever. And it wasn't. Anyway, and then you checked Virgin for me.
Got onto it from our end.
Oh, God. It was like the best relief ever.
You hadn't missed it.
I hadn't missed my flight. But I did miss my daughter's birthday. Yeah, and that was a bit sad.
But you were there at night, didn't you get there quite late?
I got there late. And she had presents,
and that's all she cared about.
That's all she cared about, not me.
Not really. That's the first thing you come in. Presents!
Oh, man. Anyway, don't remind me. I'm not going back to Italy. It's all bad there.
Take your
ATM cards.
Look, one day we will.
Oh, yeah. Surely. Absolutely. Love Italy. What about your worst flying experience, Tamara? Or worst holiday experience?
Okay, well, I've probably had a few, but one that I always think of, which is kind of embarrassing really more than anything, is I flew when I was living in Denmark. I flew to Spain to meet a friend and I had a giant freaking rucksack on my back, right? And some pretty bad fashion sense from, I even remember what I was wearing. I looked terrible. And it was stinking hot. It was in Barcelona and I arrived, got off the plane. Then I had to work out how to get to this specific place in Barcelona, which is actually the main Las Ramblas. I think it was the main area, like, you know, your main part of Spain. Like, you couldn't miss it. Everyone knew where it was. Anyway, this particular place we were staying in, I was meeting my friend there. And apparently all I had to do was follow these directions. My friend's directions were not very good. And I got on a train and I basically got off at the wrong place. There were people everywhere. No one was talking to me when I said, "Do you speak English?" Oh, I freaked out. Like, I just had left my boyfriend there at the time. I was sad. I was missing him. I was like, what the hell am I doing? It was hot and I was scared. What the funniest part was, someone had told me, just watch your backpack because people steal stuff from it if you're not looking.
I hate that recommendation.
So I was ultra paranoid though. So I'm there, hot and sweaty, freaking out. But I'm walking around like I'm a paranoid, crazy person. Like, I'm literally like making sure no one's behind me in a busy train station. So I look like a crazy person. I walked out, didn't know where it was, and I just sat down in the middle of this place outside the train station and I cried.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I really cried.
Where was your backpack when you're crying?
On my back.
On your back or on your front?
But wiggling around, I think, probably, so no one would get a chance to get into the zip. And then I had a moment of, I just cried and went, this is not going to help me get anywhere. Shut up, you know, slap yourself. And then you go, right, come on, you're going to work it out. And then I just asked a lady who helped me. It was nice. I went to the right place. Anyway, I know that doesn't sound like much, but I often remember that moment and feel sad for myself.
It's a very, very sad moment because I've been in that situation before and you get so frustrated.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
And there was no mobile phones going on there at that time. Like, I wasn't just like, hey, where are you? Where do I go? Let me just GPS this in my phone. That wasn't the go.
No.
No smartphones. Oh, my God. Was it that long ago? There were no smartphones.
Yeah, you're traveling on that. Maps. Like maps that you put in the back of your backpack.
Yes. Totally. I was like Dora the Explorer, but not very good.
Do you know, I had one of those moments as well where I rocked up to a hotel and the backpacker place was next to the hotel. And I walked into this hotel going, I'm here ready for you know, the accommodation, and they've gone, you're in the backpacker's place. It's just around the corner. And I walked out of there, walked straight past the door, walked up the street, walked around miles away. I kept walking, looking for this backpacker place. I'm going, this is not even here. And like, it was basically walking through the back streets of Czech Republic. It felt like people were like killing each other. Oh, yeah. I walked back to this hotel. I've gone, oh, I seriously can't work out where I'm meant to be going. They're going, it's easy. Just go out here, go around. And no shit, I walked back to the same place where I'd gone to before.
Where that is?
And I've gone, what's going on here? This is ridiculous. And literally, it was just outside of the hotel room into the next door.
Oh, my God.
And I've gone, are you serious?
Come on.
And it took me something like an hour and a half to get
to get next door.
Yeah, to get next door. With just being frustrated and angry about like not getting it.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
Sometimes traveling can be stressful. Especially by yourself, if you're doing the old backpackery thing. It'd probably be different now.
You should come traveling with me. I'm really good at it.
Oh, my God, Kai. Yeah. So you told me that time, I'll take you to Thailand. I've been there before. Get there. And he's like, you just have to watch people. They do rip you off, okay? And as soon as we get in a cab.
I don't talk like
no,
that.
No, you don't. But I'm going to give you that voice for this story. And you go, okay, babe, like you're really all confident. Like I know Thailand like the back of my hand. Anyway, we get to a cab. And he goes, ah, you want to go there? That's expensive. Da, da, da. And Kai goes, yeah, that's fine. We'll just get in. And we just got in the cab. And I'm like, I'm the one who had to barter and be like, no, we want a cheaper thing. And I totally took over.
You did a good job. Well done.
Yeah. Well, you were freaking out. Ah! Like you screamed like a girl. Like, ah! Like when people would come up to you, excuse me, sir, I'll take you here.
Ah! I learned my lesson. And my lesson is to take you wherever I go.
Yeah, I think so. We're a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you lift heavy things and I tell us where to go.
All right. So. I reckon I'm directions man though.
Okay.
Not erections man, directions man.
You would think that. Anyway. I don't think we're travelling anywhere soon. But yes, I agree, Kai, local. Keeping it local.
I think that's the probably thing for everyone.
Just a bit local, people.
Travel in your own backyard.
Will do, honey. I think that sounds nice. Rediscover yourself. Hey, do you want to do the G-spot? I've got a good idea for it.
Love to do the G-spot with you, honey.
It's the G-spot.
All right, Kai. So this is more like a game, right? Are you guilty of knowing these 80s or 90s theme songs from TV shows?
Oh, all right.
I'm going to test you.
Hang on. What? 80s and 90s theme songs.
TV show theme songs. Oh, right. Can you guess them?
Okay.
And you're guilty if you know them because it means that you watch them. Didn't we all? We're showing our age here. So play at home. Get ready to play. Now, I can't actually play the actual theme songs for copyright issues. I didn't really want to write to everyone who's ever produced an 80s theme show and ask them if I could use the music. So to avoid it. I'm just going to kind of sing it.
But it's a great game. We have actually played this live, right? You can go on YouTube and actually just look up.
It's awesome.
Guess the 80s theme song and guess the 90s theme song.
It will do a quiz. And
thank you for this. You know how good I am at this. Not very.
I know. This is why it's awesome. But I've come up with other ones that they haven't done.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. Will I know them? MacGyver.
Hang on, I haven't started. Oh, are you ready?
That's the only one I know.
Okay, and you can do some for me too. All right, are you ready? You ready to play?
Yep.
The What's That Theme Song? Okay, ready? Here we go. Okay. Well, I bet we've been together for a million years. And I bet we've been together for a million more. Well, it's like I started something from the night we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before. What do we do? Do you know that one?
Is it like Full House?
No.
Family Ties.
Yes!
Yes.
Well done. Ding, ding.
Thanks.
Guilty. It was
definitely a family one.
Sha-la-la-la. Yeah. Alex and Mallory in that one. I love that show.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
You know, in putting these together, I realised how much TV I watched as a kid, like way too much TV. Oh,
hang on. I know how much TV you watched.
Yeah.
That was, you didn't a even lot. Put that together. That was just off the top of your head.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Okay, here's one. Okay, you're going to know this one. Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you might not be right for some.
Different strokes.
Different strokes.
Different strokes.
Yeah, that's the one. Good one.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God, I wish I could sing. Then okay. I could actually do one for you. I've got a good one for you, though.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay, wait till I do my set and then you can do yours. Okay. I'm so excited.
Chomping at the bits. Did you dribble a little bit?
I think this is my inspiration of my life was I literally wanted to be in one of those families. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, is that sad?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. This is actually my favorite, okay? And I love this song. Ready?
Love Boat.
No.
Oh, damn.
Why don't you save them for you?
I don't know how that song goes.
Love Boat, sure will be taking.
But that gives it away straight away.
Yeah, it does. That's why I veered away. Okay, get me. Okay. You're playing at home. Get ready. Show me that smile. Look, show me that smile. Don't waste another minute of your crying. We know that it's real. The best is ever to begin. Ooh, as long as we got each other. We got the world spinning round. Do you know what?
Yeah, I'm just watching you, loving it.
Baby, rain or shine. Come on, what is it?
That one.
Mike Seva, the Seva family.
Yeah.
Boner, the friend Boner, remember?
I know, you got to remember, I was...
older, heaps older than me.
No. I came from Germany when I was 7.
Okay, sorry, I'll start again. Schanz mit Witzanzögen, ist dann morgen Schnitzel und die Basen.
Definitely. Oh, that's
the same song in German.
What was that? No, I do know that theme song.
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains. Yeah. With the who family? What family?
With the Seavers.
The Seavers.
The Seaver family.
Right. Okay.
All right. I had a few more, but I think I'll just jump to the 90s. Otherwise, we'll be here all night. Okay. This is a fun one. I don't know if you know this. Ready? This is going to be so sick. Are you ready? Boom, ba doom, boom, boom, doom, 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 doom. Guys, just flip. Do you know that one?
Yeah, I do.
What?
Cosby Show.
No. Oh, I know. I see what you're saying.
That sounded like the Cosby Show.
No, that's different.
Why did you put your finger in your mouth?
Because there's pops and stuff that aren't music. Doom, ba doom, bum, bum,
bum. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
No, it's not. Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Can't stand you.
Look, I do have memory loss, lots of it as well.
Okay.
That coupled with being German and being my second language and everything like that, you
ESL.
Know.
Oof.
Okay. Tough times. Okay. All right, okay.
Ready? I'm ready.
Okay,
love I'll boat. Do a couple love of boat. No, it's not Love Boat. Okay, ready this one? I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. Will it be? Yes, or will it be? Sorry. Do, 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 do.
Is that Golden Girls?
Dawson. Dawson, I love you, Dawson.
Is that Golden Girls?
No.
Something like that?
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
Sick. Oh, you would never have watched that. Okay.
No. Good. Good one, though.
Okay, I'll do the
last
sure, one.
Are you sure these that you can actually play these like you're doing? Because you're doing them pretty good.
Yeah, no, I'm doing it.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, this is a good one. Alrighty.
They're all good.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay, how's this? Ready? Okay, this is going to be tough. Doodle 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 doodle. That's all I've got. Oh, no, no, no.
Should I know this one?
Does it sound familiar?
Yeah, it's MacGyver. That's what MacGyver sounds like.
No, guess what it is? I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
Mulder. Yes, Scully.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's that one. Yeah. But it's wow.
It's more like
I didn't watch that. I didn't watch that either.
That
much.
What? Called the X-Files.
X-Files. Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
You're really good at them, Tamara.
Thanks, honey. Look at how impressed you are.
Yeah, I know.
At even the little instrumental ones that are really hard.
For you. Oh, you love sticking your finger in your mouth and doing that.
Well, I'm the only one who can at the moment, so got to enjoy it. Okay, so I've done, I could keep going forever. I reckon it's your turn, Kai. Come on, load me up with the songs.
Ooh,
tell me the era first.
Put me on the spot here. Okay, all right. Here we go.
Love Boat.
No. All right, okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You can cut that one out.
Thank you.
Are you ready? This one's going to be really tricky for me to do, right?
Okay.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Seinfeld again?
Dun, dun, no. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Was it that quiet originally?
Punky Brewster.
Are you, that's Punky Brewster?
Yeah.
Is there a theme song?
Yeah.
How's it go then?
I'm not sure.
Why are you telling me something you don't even know?
It's the only one that I could come up with straight away. But Punky Brewster was like cool.
Oh, yeah, but do you not even know the song?
No.
Kai, I thought you had some organised.
No, didn't have any organised. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so go.
So I've got one for you.
Okay.
It's quite a unique one. Uh-huh. And you possibly will get it because you know everything.
Okay, go.
From the 80s and 90s.
All right, get on with it.
Okay.
What's wrong with your face when you do this? It's all like go small. And why is you don't have...
Okay, I'll do it with a big face. I'll
do it with a normal voice, Kai. Okay, do the old way. I don't know what's going on. Do that again.
Can you get it?
Yeah, no. No, go again.
Oh, man.
Just one more time. A bit more. I just need a little bit more. I don't know. I have no idea. I give him, what is it? MacGyver?
No.
What?
That was Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, you mean? That one?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want another one?
Oh, that was good. I love that show. Angela Lansbury. Yeah, go.
Oh, my God. You even know her name.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Kai. At least do Full House. Everywhere you look, everywhere
Tamara,
you look.
Tamara, this is your thing.
There's
Tamara,
a place Tamara, for somebody who needs.
Tamara, this is your...
Oh, my favorite bit, the bridge. When you're lost out there and you're all alone, Dad is waiting to carry you home. Everywhere you look. Ba-doo, ba-doo, ba-da. Shh. Shoopity-bop-da-dow. Do you want to do that one? And no, I'll just pretend to guess.
I want to do this one.
Okay. Go.
All right. You ready for the second one?
Yep.
I don't have as many as you.
Why don't you have anyone with words, Kai? Might be easier.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It's a little bit painful. I don't know. I'm just going to say.
You put me on the spot here.
Oh, honey, you're doing a good job.
Thanks.
What was it? I'd love to know.
Something that was aired in 1983, just after I got here from Germany.
I said, this is why I didn't get it. I was only three.
Yeah, well, only aired for a year, and it was Automan.
Was it about a robot?
It was, they had a cursor. And the cursor could turn into things.
What do you mean a cursor? What does that even mean? Like on a computer?
Like a cursor on a computer, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it could turn into cars and
jumped out of the computer and turned into a car?
I can't quite remember. And I don't even know if that theme song was quite right, how I sang it to you.
Oh, no. Oh, it sounded really legit.
All right, what about this one?
Okay, go. Last one. Kai, your phone's going off. Oh, sorry, honey. Is that your theme song?
Okay, that's Knight Rider, in case you didn't pick it.
No.
Yeah, David Hasselhoff.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a good one?
Well, I never saw that either.
Didn't you?
No.
It didn't go like that.
No.
I was trying to make it a bit tricky for you.
Okay. No, I didn't get it, honey, but that is really good. You're a good sport. You get a good sport.
Yep.
Okay, go.
I'm not sure if it's a theme song, but everyone knows it.
Okay.
And it's not a crap one like I did before.
Sure.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
The Addams Family.
Correct.
Well done. Considering I did really well picking that one. How'd you go at home?
You did all right.
Honey, well done.
Did anyone get one? Automan. Automan. If anyone saw Automan
in the 80s. Right.
Man, I've spoken to all my mates. They can't remember Automan at all.
Are you sure it wasn't Das Auto Man? Like, definitely wasn't the German?
We used to have different things.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can't remember the theme songs. Like Pumuckl?
Pumuckl, little rothead. And Kai was really offended when we were in Germany once. And I spotted his favourite childhood cartoon character in a window. But it wasn't that. And Kai got offended. He goes, that's just a doll. It's not Pumuckl.
Pumuckl, so he's a cartoon character.
Yeah.
But the cartoon character lives amongst humans.
Like it was a human filmed with the cartoon integrated with actors, real actors.
And he was like a bit of a menace, a bit of a rat bag, Pumuckl was.
Get into trouble, and the old Pumuckl.
Oh, yeah, the old Pumuckl getting into trouble with Ebo or whatever his name was. Anyway, long story short, Pumuckl had red hair and he kept pointing out
dolls with
brown hair.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise. Hey, if we get a dog, can we call it Pumuckl?
Sure.
My other favourite one was Benjamin Blümchen, the big blue elephant that you loved so bad.
Awesome. Amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
That was my favourite too.
Yeah, it's quite spellbinding actually. Yeah. They did some weird things in the 70s and 80s with kids.
There's also
cartoons.
One you don't know about. It's Hello, Spencer.
What the hell? You sound like your mother.
Really? That's a compliment.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Hello Spencer was good.
Okay, what was that? A German show?
Yep.
Another one.
Yeah, see, it's all these things that you don't know.
What was the theme song for that one, Kai?
It went, Hello Spencer!
You need to never say that again. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen. Oh, my goodness. Hey, honey, well done.
Thanks.
High fives. You're a winner on the inside for playing that game.
Thanks.
But I think I'm the guilty one here.
I'm going to come up with a game next time.
Okay, you do that.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
I can't wait for that game because...
We'll play it on our road trip to Queensland. It'll take us three days to get there.
And 2 weeks of quarantine.
It'll just be 80s theme songs the whole way. Aren't you going to love it?
Far out. I'm already hating it.
Come on.
No holidays.
Can we end on one 80s theme song that we both know?
Okay.
You ready?
You're singing it? Or
no, there's no
sit. Do you want me to do the instrumental
clap. I'd like
for
you to clap.
Okay.
Okay, you'll know it. We can't. Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na, clap, clap.
Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na.
Da-na-na-na, clap, clap.
Da-na-na-na, clap, clap.
Are you talking about my face going all fucked out?
Okay.
What about yours?
Okay, fine.
What was that?
Shh, no one will know because it's a podcast. Hey, thanks for listening.
Oh.
To the guilt trip.
Da-na-na-na, clap, clap.
Da-na-na-na.
I'm sorry, sorry.
Find fault? Oh, I'm so sorry. Guilty.
The guilt trip.